Thank you for calling Officer Jewel. This is Ryan. I can help you.
Hey, Ryan. It's Everett from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, good man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. I wanted to reach out. I've been speaking with, I spoke with Keith most recently. I had been, you know, speaking with a number of the staff at the jewelry store. Excuse me. And I wanted to reach back out. We used to do a good bit of business together in the, I noticed a lot of like round diamonds we had sent out, a couple of emeralds and such. I wanted to first off just kind of just ask what has halted any of that. Is there maybe, was there an issue in the past or was something preventing or anything like that happened or?
No, I just think it's like if you guys aren't Rapnik, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so we just basically kind of just call out. Like, we don't really order diamonds for stock anymore. We just kind of call out when we need them. So,
okay.
Just because that market's kind of slowed down for us.
Yeah.
So we'll call out when we need them. So if I have a client coming in and I see you're one of the options, I'll call you guys, order it in, and then kind of go from there. But that's kind of how we do business now. So nothing really on your end. I think it's just more of like, you know, we just have to – Yeah, so we just kind of look out there, and if you guys are one of the options, then we hit you guys up. So
I see. Okay, interesting. So it's just kind of been a shift of the business model. I see.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, not an issue. Well, Ryan, were you working on anything recently, or is there anything I could at the very least give you a quote on or anything like that? All of our diamonds are, you know, free overnight shipping. A lot of the stuff, I mean, you mentioned Rapnik. We are on Rapnik. A lot of the, like, the deals and such, wink, wink, we typically do over the phone. So is there anything I can give you a hand with you're working on now?
Not working on anything right now, yeah. Like I said, we kind of just reach out when we are working on stuff. So if I was looking for something, I'd be reaching out to you guys, basically. So that's kind of how that works. So, but no, not at the moment, to be honest with you.
Okay. What's been going on with the store? Has it been slower? Or I know Christmas is always kind of a big boom for everybody. And then
no,
January
just more watch focused.
Oh, you guys sell timepieces.
Oh yeah, that's a big.
Oh, cool. Are you guys a Rolex retailer? What do you guys typically
no.
like, Seikos and Bulova's or?
God no. No, we carry a lot of new brands like Cartier, Omega, Panerai.
Oh, okay, the good stuff.
Yeah, and then we have a lot of pre-owned, like Rolex, AP, Patek, you know, all that stuff. So
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are watch connoisseurs. I like that.
That's right. So
cool.
Just kind of shifted focus more towards that. So
I hear you. Okay. So do you guys, with as far as the watch stuff goes, do you guys ever get, like, custom orders where you guys need, like, Melly stones that you guys are putting into any of the watches or anything like that?
We don't do any of that.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's mostly...
Yeah, we only buy factory. So if it's not factory, we're not touching it.
I hear you. Okay, yeah. Cool. So mostly timepieces. Okay, how do you guys do with jewelry? Is, like, studs and stuff popular? I know, I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, most stores kind of hit a little peak with at least maybe, like, tennis bracelets or studs.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of those in stock right now, so not really in need or in the market for getting new ones. But and he goes only to certain suppliers for, like, our studs and stuff like that. So
I hear you. Is he being Oliver?
Being Oliver, yep.
Okay. So. Oliver is him, I understand. Okay.
That's it.
Cool. Yeah, Ryan, listen, I would love to – first of all, I appreciate your honesty. You'd be surprised how often I have to pry down the defense to try to at least get something, you know, something of the truth out. So first off, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And second off, yeah, I am the account manager for your guys' store, actually. So whenever you guys do need anything, whether that's jewelry or diamonds, when you call out, it's going to be me taking care of you guys. so, yeah, I mean, with me personally, I haven't done anything with you guys yet. I would love to, you know, get my foot in the door, be able to at least throw my hat in the mix and such. So, I'm eager to help out, and I'm eager to, you know, whatever you need, take care of. Let me double check. See, maybe I can send you an email. What is your email? I'd like to just, at the very least, send you my info at the very least.
Sure, yeah. It's Ryan@OliverSmithJeweler.com.
Okay. Ryan@Oliver. Perfect. Okay. All right, Ryan. So thank you again. Yeah, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm going to email some information, just my info, over to you. And please, just on the next diamond call, give me a shout, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Of course, of course.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, I appreciate you, Ryan.
All right, see you, man.
Take care, man.
Yeah, me too.